Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on podcasthealth.com, Podcast Health or Radio MD or iHeart, wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing it. This is 1257A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And we have a really interesting set of stories for you today. We're brought to you as usual by LifesFirstNaturals.com. Lice First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. Dye Rescue is a great addition if you're taking one of the GLP drugs for yourself. Dye Rescue. Now, let's go in and talk a little bit about the other sponsor for Youngevity.com, our own site that looks at how you can live younger for longer. Today's news of the week, more Americans are reporting memory and concentration problems. What group do you think is reporting them most? You're probably not correct because it's the youngest. That's right. They're actually reporting problems at a greater rate than those over 70. The young, it's up from 5.1% in 2013 to 9.7% of those have reported in these surveys memory concentration problems. On the other hand, in those over 70, it has increased by about 50%, but from 5.3% to 7.4%. So the young, 9.7%. Why is that? Is it because of ultra-processed food? Is it because of obesity? Is it because they're using their phone so much that they can't concentrate on anything? We don't know the answer. We do know the answer to what can help them. Speed of processing games, normalizing blood pressure, getting your immunizations, avoiding ultra-processed food, avoiding the five food felons, that is simple sugar, added syrup, simple carbs, red and processed red meat, and fried food. You do those things, you're well on your way, especially if you have normal blood pressure, normal fasting blood sugar, normal height for weight. Those are really key things. Your height should be, meaning your waist size should be half of your height or less, meaning your waist should be less than half your height. And there's a new test out, the Tau 217. So Tau 217 is a protein that when attached to neurons causes inflammation in the neuron and destroys it. So Tau 217 is a protein, but it leaks into your bloodstream. We now have a blood test that predicts Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It's pretty darn good at predicting Alzheimer's disease. It's not as good at predicting dementia, but pretty good at that too. But it predicts these as much as 20 years in advance. What would you do if that was you 20 years in advance? That's right. Would you do all the things that are healthy to avoid dementia? I certainly do already, so it wouldn't change my behavior, but maybe it should change a lot of our behaviors, since less than 1/10 of 1%, 0.06%, do those behaviors at age 65. Higher abdominal adipose tissue is associated with GERD, that is, it is the abdominal fat that increases your reflux esophagitis. So make sure you stay thin forever because that's an important thing in avoiding reflux esophagitis or gastroesophageal reflux disease. So again, remember that your waist should be half your height or less. And probably another important study was one on estrogen patches. So many women get estrogen and progestin at time of menopause due to menopausal symptoms or just because they want to stay younger, decrease bone aging, decrease brain aging, and as long as they take it with a baby aspirin and a half a glass of water before and afterwards, they protect themselves from the clotting that it increases. Well, this study compared the patch estrogen, not a pill, but a patch you put on your leg versus the pill, and found the side effects were significantly less when you put it on your leg as opposed to taking it as a pill. And the last study that I want to cover today is osteoporosis, osteoporotic fractures. Those fractures are ones involving bones, meaning you get a hip fracture or a spine fracture or a serious fracture. And it turns out that the lifestyle things that are most important with that are if you walk fast, if you get enough sleep, and if you exercise, and if you avoid smoking and do have one drink 3 days or so a week. That is little drinking, no smoking, and the walking, fast gait, sleep, and exercise are all key. Now, one thing that this brings up is the data on cancer. If you have cancer and are treated for it and recover, your risk of a recurrence or death is 50% less if you eat a healthy diet, exercise, avoid excessive alcohol, avoid cigarettes. Just those four things change your risk of a recurrence or risk of dying related to any cause by 50% after cancer recurrence. So the key points are longevity is the next disruptor story, is the one on that more people are reporting confusion and memory losses. Our second Roizen rule for a younger you, stay up to date. Do you want to get the Tau 217 and change your behavior? If you're not going to do anything, if you have a positive 217, then the answer is don't get it. It'll just make you anxious. Estrogen is a patch, is much healthier than estrogen is a pill, and that the fracture risk goes down when you exercise, walk fast, avoid smoking, and have a drink every now and then, but not too many. And remember again, the other story, the Otomega story of the week, gastroesophageal reflux disease, that is feeling that heartburn, is much more common when your waist isn't below half your height. So keep your waist half your height or less. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, your host for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, and our sponsors, 4Youngevity.com. That's the number 4Youngevity, YOUNGEVITY.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. And of course, Life'sFirstNaturals.com. Life'sFirstNaturals.com. Thanks again. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, and I'll be seeing you on the B side. Remember, the bees are great guests, and we had one last week. We'll tell you all about it when you download 1256B. The bees, always the latest guests of the week. The A's, the latest medical news of the week, and what it means to you. Thanks again for downloading us.